Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I think what would be interesting for most people, because I found it really interesting when we first kind of connected and met, your dad had been in the pizza Domino's industry for however long?
I mean, when I was born, he was, I think he started in 82, 3 as a driver. Okay. And so he was as a driver in 82, 83, somewhere in there. And then by 86, he's bought the store. So he moved up through the ranks and he was a GM and moved states and that kind of thing. So by 86, he bought the store. So he had a full year of owning stores before I was born.
Wow.
In 87. So I've kind of got, I was born into owning stores and that kind of thing. And the actual day I was supposed to be, actual day I was born, he was opening a store in Farmington, Missouri. And so I'm not even actually sure if he was at my birth. I think he was, but yeah. There's pictures that says he was, but we don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, that, so, you know, that's been a part of my life for a long time. It just comes natural of, you know, business situations of trying to define what's right, what's wrong, and just trying to stick to that straight and narrow. And, but pizza for sure has been in my blood and in my DNA for a long time. I've done a lot of it. I've seen a little bit of everything. I've seen Domino's go through struggles. I've seen it grow. I've seen other pizza places come in and other pizza places leave and all kinds of new different types of pizzas and that kind of thing. I didn't know if I wanted to hold that. But, you know, I've seen a lot of those different things come in and go. And so for me, it's just been a part of my life. And
yeah.
I don't even have to think about it a lot of times. And I know I irritate my wife because she'll come in and she'll be like, what should I do with this situation? And I'm just like, let's do this. And she's like, how do you, you didn't even think about that. She's like, you didn't even have to process it. And I'm like, I've seen it before. I mean, yeah. Maybe just different wording, different packaging, but I've seen it before. Let's just do this.
Right.
And that's probably the right thing to do. And so, but you know, so I guess he's been in it since 80 something. I think he sold his stores. Technically he was out of it. He was always a part of it still afterwards, but he sold his stores in 2000.
Okay.
And so, and still two family, you know, Dave owns the stores now still. And so, and I'm getting ready to buy the stores from him. And so yeah. It's just kind of been part of our family in some way, some facet through relatives or whatever the case is, since 86.
That's
so
awesome.
I think Dave opened his first stores 85. So he's been in it for a long time too. So, but yeah. Been around the block.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome. So when you were 15, 16, 17, yeah. did you spend a lot of time like actually working, which I assume yeah. You were in them all the time as a kid anyways.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, it's kind of how it is. I mean, your kids are probably around, I don't know about they're doing insurance,
yeah.
But it's a little different. Definitely more complex, but, the pizza part of it is obviously, insurance seems easy.
Yeah.
You know, you're in it as soon as you can see over the counter, you know, I'm making pizzas
right.
And doing that kind of stuff with my dad. And I remember my dad taking me on summer breaks, doing door hanging and just little things like that. And, he would make me make pizzas. He would sit in the office and I would make pizzas or do whatever. It'd be my day with my dad. And that's what we do all week. And
yeah.
So when he went to work, I went to work with him. And so made a lot of pizzas doing that. And I made a lot of mistakes and he's let me know about those mistakes. And, you know, overcoming that stuff has made me stronger, better, and just more aware of what's around me and watching him act and how he right. Handles things. And, but you know, I've been in there a lot. And so when I guess when I was 15, 16, I don't know. It's been so long, you know. I don't know exactly when I officially started working, but at some point I started working in, you know, I worked as a pizza maker, manager. I've done a little bit of everything, you know, but I was the guy to go in there and make all the pizzas on Friday night and do that kind of thing. And I had some wonderful people along the way that taught me some tips and tricks that weren't just my dad and
yeah.
Family members and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I've been in there, had to pay for my gas money and, you know, buy a car and all that kind of stuff. And so been fortunate that I've been handed this skill and forced to learn this skill. I mean, there's been times where I didn't want to do pizzas.
Yeah.
But I had to. And if you're watching this video, I'm not crying. Okay. Just so I don't know what camera to look at to tell you that. But, you know, I've done it a lot. Yeah. So 16, I started out working in the stores, and that's when it was back up there by Las Margaritas.
Okay.
And so started out working there at 16 when I could drive myself and pay for my own things. If I wanted something, you know, I had to work for it to earn it and buy it. And
yeah,
I spent my money on some stupid things.
Yeah, for sure.
And, that's what I started doing. So I've done a lot of it. And so I've learned at every level. I've never really been a full-time driver. Yeah. But, you know, mostly just because I've been in the store so long, it's hard to take me out of the store when I can work the same amount as four or five people in the store.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to take me out and replace me with four or five people so I could just drive.
Yeah.
So I've never really had to do that portion of it. But yeah, that's kind of how I started. I just got thrown in there. I don't know that it was even a question that I got to choose where I worked.
Yeah.
I was just, when I turned 16, they put me on the schedule.
He didn't even ask you. He like had already filled out the application.
Yeah, I don't
send it into corporate, and he was just like, "Yeah, you're just, working."
I think he did that when I was born.
Yeah,
and so like my birth certificate is a application
to Domino's.
Yeah, and so it says, you know, Mark Wilson, what position? And he's like, whatever, and I got paid -$0.25 an hour.
So you were paying your dad from birth.
Yeah.
So that's what actually happened at 16. At 16, yeah. He said, "Hey, here's the bill."
Yeah. So I still owe a lot. I'm really in debt. But, you know, like I actually remember watching him in the old system. You could put it in what position and that stuff. And he did put me in the system, and then he put me at -$0.25 an hour. And so it would be fun to see like how many hours I actually worked at that.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I've done that, and seen different systems come through and all that kind of stuff, but I don't even think it was an option. So I think I was just, this is what you're going to do. And everybody in my family has at some point come through, worked at Domino's as a driver or CSR or pizza maker or whatever, like cousins and aunts and uncles. And and it's a great, great opportunity for people, especially if you just need a side job or side hustle or something like that, that you just want to make a little extra money or whatever the case is. So if you want to come in and drive and get cash for a couple of days or whatever the case is, it's such a blessing for some people that, you know, they can be like, "I would like to make X amount of money to pay off this bill because it's unexpected," and they can come work for 2 or 3 weeks and make solid money.
Well, I think you were telling me the other day, and you may not want to talk about this, but I mean, just to give people an idea of, you know, that it is a real opportunity. You were telling me some of your veteran drivers can make 300, 400 bucks sometimes on a weekend if it's a busy weekend.
And people have to realize this. A lot of people will come and get jobs with a service industry for sure. And you can probably attest to this, but service industry, there's ups and downs. There's going to be weekends where you make good money, and there's going to be weekends where you make not good money. And so you have to realize that. But I think a lot of people that come and work for us don't realize it's not on your check because you're taking cash home every night.
Right.
So we're paying mileage every night in cash. We're paying, you get your tips and all that kind of stuff. My eyes are really, look at this. I don't know what's going on.
The allergies or something?
You just make me cry.
I'm sorry.
Maybe it's just morning and the cold and I'm starting to warm up now.
I get that.
I had to get gas earlier, side tangent. I had to get gas earlier.
Yeah.
And the pump didn't do the automatic thing. So I had to stand outside like an animal.
Yeah, like an animal.
And fill up my truck, which is now I'm realizing is way too big of a tank.
Yeah.
And it took me to this long, but like,
I'm amazed you don't have frostbite right now.
I mean, I wear gloves.
Yeah. Because the day today when we're filming, I was telling you earlier, I think it's 9 outside, but the index, it feels like 2. So yeah, it's really freaking cold. Yeah,
I almost canceled on you.
I wouldn't have blamed you.
I looked out the window. I was like, nah.
If you had canceled, I would have just done, like, I would have cut it together where it looked like I was impersonating you, and I would have done it anyways. Right. I would have said some really terrible stuff and framed you.
Left in the you walking back and forth
just the whole
just
time
once and you're like, missed one. But anyways, people get there's ups and downs, and every weekend, you know, is just different. And so, but I think that our drivers, for the most part, we went back and we do like a accelerated view of just kind of what it looks like, what it's going to look like. And most of our drivers, with cash tips and their mileage and their hourly wage, make north of $20 an hour. I mean, I think it's probably around $22 an hour right now. But that means you know how to get to places. I mean, you get there and get back. We have people that stop at a gas station to get gas in the middle of a shift or get a drink or a snack or go through McDonald's or whatever it is. And that's understandable. I'm not mad at that. But that also means somebody else is getting back before you to take another run.
Right.
And so you can, how many runs can you take in an hour? Are you taking one for 30 minutes and getting a snack, coming back, taking another one? Or are you John, who's going to come back, take a run, come back, take a run, and gets three in? So you're getting a whole another one an hour. So our average is probably skewed a little bit because we do have a lot of good drivers that are getting in and going there and getting gas before they start their shift or on their break or whatever. So they're being smart about things and they're getting there and getting back. And so then we have drivers that slow down. So I would say the drivers are probably making around $19 an hour that are slow. And so that's still pretty solid for this area.
Yeah, still solid, yeah.
And it's the easiest job in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the easiest job. You're coming in, getting a bag that's already, you know, loaded for you with the pizzas that have been made, all that stuff. And you use the app that tells you exactly how to get there through a GPS. And you just pick it up and drive there and hand it to that person. And 80% of them, if not more, are already paid for. So you're not even dealing with cash.
You literally hand it to them and walk back to your car.
Yeah. And you're done. What? I don't know what else could be easier than that because you're getting in your car. Like you're in the store for less than a minute. That's our goal, is to be a minute turnaround. So you have time to drop cash or do whatever you want because our drivers can't carry more than $20. So they're dropping cash in between runs. But our goal is to get them out within a minute. And so they're out of they're in the store for a minute. And they're only at the person's house for another 2 minutes if they're handing it. That's how long it takes. The rest of the time, you're on the run. You're in your car listening to your own music. You're in your car talking.
Podcast.
There you go. Or podcast. Or you can call somebody. I mean, you can do whatever. You're just relaxing. Heated seats. I mean, whatever you're driving. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time, you're just that. So, like, 3 minutes of the total time you're working is dealing with other people. The rest of the time, you're
in your car, just
doing your own thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people don't realize how easy it is to come in and make $22 an hour. It might be one of the easiest jobs in America.
Yeah. Now you have to be efficient, but
sure. But even the efficient people are making the
$18
an hour. And that's still pretty solid for not being efficient. Yeah. And, you know, we got guys that close and that kind of stuff. But for the most part, they're making tips every night and you're going to take home your cash, gas and stuff like that. So you're making, you know, 40, 50, 60 on a basic night, but on good nights on Fridays and Saturdays when you're working the weekends, you know, you can make 150, 200, 300, you know, like that on one night.
Yeah.
Depending on the circumstance. Fall's a little bit better than spring and the first part of winter and stuff like that of the year. But for the most part, it's a super easy job. So if you need a second job, I mean, you talk to guys like Dave Ramsey or something like that, they're always talking about how pizza places, delivering pizzas specifically, is a way to get cash tips. It's a way to have that cash flow daily.
Yeah.
You know, if you're needing to go out and I want to buy groceries or something and feed my family and can't wait till my paycheck and I have this job where I can come in and make this cash and stuff like that and go in and out. So it's surprisingly efficient. Our stores are. I mean, I'm sure there's stores out there that are not. You know, I can't speak for the other pizza type places out there. But Domino's, we're super efficient about how we handle things, and our technology is second to none as far as delivery game goes. And so we have figured it out, and they keep innovating, and they keep growing and doing that kind of stuff. And Domino's has got some really cool things coming out in the future with that kind of stuff. And so it just continues to grow.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm excited to see what they have to do, but it's a great second job. It's a great first job, too. I mean, you can make some solid money if you're just, this is what I'm going to do. 5 nights a week and do that kind of stuff. But, you know, I would drive and make some good money when I was in Louisville. You know, we went over there and I would drive because the store wouldn't have a delivery driver or something like that. And, man, those guys over there make, some of the stores make some really good money. Like, I've made easy walking out of there with $100 in cash. That's not even what I was getting paid hourly.
Right.
And so $100, $150, if not more, and you worked 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
You know, and so it just kind of depends on what store you go to. You know, Papa Bluff's a busier store compared to a Dexter or something like that.
Yeah, I think you were telling me the other day, Papa Bluff, as far as your region, which to my knowledge, from what you told me, is split up into three across the whole country.
Yeah.
Poplar Bluff is like top 10, is it not?
Yeah, it's in, it's so we're in the central region, and so we finished in the top 10. I think we're number 9 this year, and
wow.
We're actually we're a little bit down. Last year we were up, but the year before that we were down quite a bit, and we made all that back last year, maybe 1% up. And then this year we're already up, you know, 16 to 20%.
That's awesome.
Just as is right now. And so we just continue to get back to that standard of getting your pizza and getting it hot and fresh and making it quality. And I think right now our delivery time from start time you order the pizza to the time you get it to your door, like knock on your door and stuff like that, is around 22 minutes. I think it was 21 minutes for the year last year. And right now we're at 22 minutes just because of weather and stuff like that. First year is usually a bit heavier in delivery times because we're taking a little bit slower. But last year we finished 21 and some change as far as minutes to order, get it made from scratch, like slap it out, put toppings on it, run it through an oven, box it, driver to come back and get it, and then go to your house. And it doesn't help that Poplar Bluff is probably one of the biggest delivery areas that Domino's has right now, because we're just spread out so weird, for one, but also Domino's wants you to, I don't know, it's around 3 miles from the store radius, and so they really want us to put a second store in Poplar Bluff, but we're killing it right now with our service time, so it's really hard to be like, we could put a whole nother store in, but we're managing
we're doing
right now,
great.
And we need to eventually, but...
And I tell people all the time, if you don't eat Domino's now, and, you know, because... Like, you know how it is sometimes, like you start eating at one place and you just kind of, you get used to that, and then you've got your 5 or 6 places. If you don't eat at Domino's now, that's like Daniel and I's go-to place. And that was even before like you and I kind of like made a friendship and everything.
Ooh, put labels on it.
Anyways, Domino's, most of the time when we order, and we'll get, you know, 2 or 3 pizzas, at most 10 to 11 minutes. So
yeah,
we can be anywhere in town. Like if we, you know, if we go shopping or we have to go pick up groceries and we don't want to cook dinner, it doesn't matter where we are. If we place the order, like when we're checking out, by the time we get there, it's already ready. And
do you feel like that's a true statement for either store you go to? Because I know you're kind of a unique experience in between both of my stores.
Talking about Dexter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
100%. So you kind of, you get a unique experience because you do go to both stores.
We've been to both.
So,
yeah. I've never, and this is probably true, and not that we've been to many other Domino's outside of those two more than maybe like on a vacation or something, but I don't think I've ever in the last couple of years been to a Domino's that it's not ready in less than 15 minutes. Yeah. Most of the time it's more like 9 or 10.
And I know that you're supposed to ask me questions, but where do you place that value between a, I don't know that I should name other brands, but a place that has hot and ready pizzas? Where do you place on the one that has it's sitting on a hot rack?
Yeah.
Compared to only having to wait 10 minutes for a customized whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of a snob. Like, I say that.
We're not talking about quality taste,
right?
I guess, per se, but.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit of a snob. So, like, you're talking about Little Caesars here. Little Caesars has some good stuff.
Ooh, I don't know who I'm talking about.
Okay. Little Caesars has some good stuff. However, their hot and ready pizzas are not something
I want to throw away the quality of pizza because obviously we're better. I want to talk about like your value of waiting the 10 minutes for custom fresh that you know you're going to get compared to if it's hot and ready. And I mean, let's be honest, I've tried this other place and it's hit or miss. It's not even 50%. I would say it's more 60-40 it being not fresh.
Right.
And so where's the value for you and your family when you go, like, 10 minutes, I can have my custom everything I want, like the whole entire order, not just one pizza.
I don't know. I mean, because for us, it's a little bit different. One, because, you know, there's a ton of different things to consider when you talk about, like, that kind of a value, right? You know, for us, it's how much does it cost? It's, you know, is it good, right? Because there's a lot of really good pizza, but it's also maybe really expensive.
Sure.
I wouldn't use the word cheap because I don't eat Domino's and think, oh, this is cheap pizza. But Domino's is wildly affordable. You know, Danielle and I and the kids can all go eat and have leftovers for usually less than $30. And with a family of five, you can't go to even Burger King or McDonald's and eat for less than $30. So not only is it like fresh and real food, it's fast. And you know, and when I say we can be anywhere in town, place an order as we're walking out the door and it be ready when we get there. You know, when you have three kids, it takes like 3 minutes just to get in the car. So that statement is true. We can be anywhere in town, call it as we're walking out the door, and it's ready to go. So I think for me, it's kind of the combination of everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 100% being able to like get a customized exactly what you want order and it be ready and fast and ready to go in 10 minutes is like, I mean,
it's just the value.
Yeah, for me, that's a great value.
And I know that's I'm biased for sure, but I just find there's a lot of gimmicks out there and that kind of stuff. But I mean, I don't want to go to McDonald's and have fries that have been setting
right
for just because they're ready.
Yeah,
like that didn't that lessens the value for me.
Yeah,
and so I want to pay like 25 cents for that. Like yeah. I want the value to be so low, I know I'm getting what I'm getting.
Right.
This episode of the Locally Made, Locally Owned podcast is brought to you by the Midway in Puxico, Missouri. All right. If you're anywhere near Puxico and you haven't been to the Midway, you're missing out. This place has everything. Killer food, a great atmosphere, and plenty of ways to have a good time. First off, let's talk about the food. They're serving up certified prime Angus burgers, fresh, hot pizzas, and all the comfort food you could ask for. Whether you're grabbing a bite with friends or bringing the whole family, you won't leave hungry. But the Midway isn't just a restaurant, it's a full experience. They've got banquet rooms you can rent for weddings, parties, showers, or anything in between. And if you're looking for a fun night out, head upstairs to the Goat Pen. That is the sports bar that they have where you can catch a game, drink some drinks, and have a great time. Oh, and if you're looking for something sweet, be sure to go downstairs and hit up the Custard Coop. We're talking custard, so anything from shakes to floats to concretes, we've got it all. So the next time you're in the area, or if you just need an excuse to make a trip, check out the Midway, where you can find their full menu and all the information you might need at themidwayatpuxico.com. Trust me, once you go once, you're going to come back.
And so, you know, I think the value there is, you know, that our delivery or carryout time is both quite good and amps our value up, not to mention our pricing and value is much, you know, comparable to everybody else. But I see the value in the quick service stuff, and especially when you have kids in the car, like I feel like you want to get something and get out of there.
Yeah.
And you guys are driving. So when you get something, you also have to drive another 20, 30 minutes or whatever. Yeah. And so how does it hold up as far as staying fresh from?
I would say as long as we like, cause there's sometimes we will order a pizza and we don't get there quite when we mean to, you mm-hmm. know, maybe we're 10 or 15 minutes past sure. being done. But if we pick it up right when the app tells us, hey, your pizza's done.
Sure.
By the time we get home, it's like the perfect temperature almost every sure. time. It's not too hot, not too cold. Perfect every time, which most of the time we're impatient. So all of us eat a slice in the car anyways. Yeah, exactly. Just like that. But yeah, it's always pretty much perfect. Just about perfect when we get home.
And for the people listening, I was acting like I was eating a pizza, just yeah. so you know, if you're not watching it.
So I do want to circle back to something you talked about earlier, because I think it's interesting, because I'm in a similar boat to you. My dad owned his own sign business for basically my entire life, just until recently when he retired, and now he kind of works part-time for a company, just helping them. But so I grew up in the sign business. I remember at like 12 years old, he was having me run like a crane and a truck while he was up in the bucket.
Sure.
And looking back, I'm like, that's insane. I would never let a 12-year-old do that. And he was just like, hey, help me out here, buddy.
Or you in general.
Yeah. Or me. Me specifically. So I look at that and there very clearly became a point in my life where I was like, I probably don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious for you when you had mentioned earlier there was a point in your life where you didn't think you wanted to do pizza. What was that for you, and how did that experience go to then lead you back to saying, I think I do want to be in the Domino's or the pizza world?
Yeah, I don't know that there's one thing that sparked it per se. I played a lot of music and I was in a band and we traveled and played a lot of places, and you know, so there was a point in my late teens, early 20s, that I was like, music might be the thing.
Yeah.
And so that clashed with Domino's, because Domino's is like, you need to work the weekends. That's when we're busy. And, you know, music's like, we play on the weekends, whether you're playing at church or whatever. And so part of me kind of clashed in that, you know, 17 to 22 phase of, you know, getting clashed with what time I can allot to working at Domino's or whatever. And so, you know, I've tried some different jobs that allowed me to play some more music. I've worked at Boys and Girls Club, and I worked at a laundromat. It was quite fun.
Yeah.
It was the easiest job. Maybe the easiest job I've ever had. So I just picked up laundry and stuff.
Nice.
And, you know, I've done a few odd jobs and stuff like that, and that allowed me to go and play music still and do that kind of thing. And, you know, I don't know that there's, besides that, maybe this is maybe my main thing of I didn't maybe not want to do Domino's. Maybe I didn't want to stay in that, and just because I've been doing it so much and you put so many hours into it your entire life. And, you know, my dad not owning the stores anymore at some point, you know, it's just like, you know, maybe it's time to find something new for what I am. Crying again.
Dude, it's okay.
I'm emotional today, guys. You know, I just I'm not sure what came down to, but it was just a phase in life where I was just like, you know, I don't want to do this. So I tried some different jobs, and what it boiled down to is I kept coming back to. I'm actually crying. I came down and I was like, I want to do Domino's. I like business in general. So like, that's kind of what it kept staring me back is just the business aspect of running your own stores and making money and being able to talk about numbers or looking at P&Ls and being like, I can see what a P&L, how I'm making my money, profit and labor, you know, kind of sheet and stuff. And so, I just really enjoyed business aspect of it and making the money and trying to figure out new ways to do stuff. So I went into a venture of trying to figure out how to do more marketing type stuff.
Yeah.
And so I was like, maybe that's the itch that I like, you know, that's what I want to go back to. So I started a screen printing and design and marketing, kind of a little bit of everything, just whatever anybody needed,
right.
Business. And we did that for 5 years. And it worked really well. We did really good, and we did more than what we could handle. And so instead of expanding, we sold, and I went back into Domino's because I was, you know, every day I was just like, I kind of just like pizza. I like making pizza. I really like eating pizza. but I like pizza. I know it. It's comfortable. My family's done it. I want my family, future family, to know all that. Shout out to future family. I just wanted that same experience for them. And so I think coming back to it was just, I knew I wanted to do business. I knew I wanted to do in that realm of life.
Yeah.
And so that was always interesting to me. But I don't think there's any one thing about Domino's that was like, oh, I don't want to do that. You know, there's always bad things about Domino's as far as working there. Nobody wants to do everything always and clean and,
right.
You know, that kind of stuff. But so I can't put my finger on the one thing that pushed me away besides just exploring who I was.
Yeah.
And trying to figure that out. But, you know, it brought me back to Domino's after we sold that. And, you know, marketing was fun. I enjoyed that a lot. But as you know, more so than I do, it's so much time. It's consuming.
Yeah.
You stare at screens for long hours. And I want to be around people. I want to talk to people. I want to see what people are doing. And I want to use everything I do as a ministry. I want to be able to help out people. I want to love people. I want to love communities. And I just felt like Domino's was going to be that vessel that got me to that point where I could, you know, it's just pizza, but I can send people pizza to eat, feed people. I can raise money for people. I can give people jobs and, you know, marketing, you don't really hire a ton of people. It's the talents you.
Right.
And so you start hiring out people, you get less quality stuff a lot of times. And so, you know, not always, but to a degree, you kind of water down what's special about you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that got to a point where I was like, man, we need to hire this person for this department, this person. And I was like, we could do that, but we're going to have to raise our prices. We're going to have to train people, and we're going to get less quality than what's, you know, what me and my business partner were about. You know, we were both what made it special.
Yeah.
You know, our eyes, our, you know, design ideas and our approaches to things. And so we got to a point where I was like, I can only help so many people.
Right.
I was limited in my reach. And I think Domino's brought me back to the point that I could have multiple stores and I could be in multiple communities. And I could really have multiple people working for me at a time, and I could control quality so I could give that product, and not necessarily I was what's special, you know? And so for me, I kind of chose the ministry aspect of what business was. My calling is to love people.
Yeah.
And I love business, and it put me back in the same spot of what Domino's was. And so Domino's has given me that opportunity to be in Dexter and love that community. Man, I am tearing up. Look at this.
It's all right. I get it.
I don't know what it is.
I think it's just the weather. It's so cold and dry that
I'm just emotional.
Yeah.
Pizza makes me cry.
Pizza makes me cry. It makes me cry too.
That's why
good pizza makes me weep.
This is beautiful. Can you digitally edit out my tears?
I probably could. I'll just put a
little star.
I'll put a blur, a blur on your whole face. How about that?
I love
that'll make it feel better.
And stuff when I reach out. So I think that to get back on topic, I think really just trying to explore who I was what pulled me away from Domino's. I just wanted to try some different things, and not everything runs on being gone Friday nights and Saturday nights and working all night and that kind of stuff. And so, you know, friends and people grow, and as they grow, they get 9-to-5s and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And Domino's is not that. It's not typical. You know, you're not off on holidays. You're not off on weekends. You're not off on Super Bowl Sunday. You're not off on New Year's Eve and that kind of stuff. And so,
because a lot of those days for you guys are some of your best days.
Right? Oh yeah, and some of our best days and busiest days. And I thrive on those days. I love being busy. I love getting slammed, and I love being able to impress people by like, oh man, there's a line wrapped around your building, and we can get it out quick.
Yeah,
and still hold to that same service times. And so, you know, I think that just exploring myself was kind of what drove me away from Domino's. And I did that, and I found out that business and loving people were what I wanted to do. That's what I always did with My Love in Red. And so with my band, I was the business guy, and I liked loving people. And whether music was involved, whether pizza was involved, it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
And at some point I was like, pizza's where it's going to be at for me. And it's really what's going to allow me to continue doing that and grow.
Yeah.
And I can provide for my family. It's a nice little side bonus.
Yeah.
You know, but pizza was really something, an opportunity that I could continue to grow, because you can always buy more stores in different towns. And every town you buy a store in is a whole other set of people that have needs, that have homeless shelters, or have, you know, police or paramedics or whoever that you can bless by sending some pizzas. I know it may not seem like a lot, but getting a hot, warm meal means a lot to people.
Yeah.
And so for me, I think that's kind of what it drew me back to what Domino's was. And so I came back to Domino's. Oh, let's see. I probably left Domino's in 2010. Yeah, 2010 is when I left Domino's officially. There was some sprinkled in time where I was working at Boys and Girls Club during school and stuff like that throughout my life. But 2010 is when I left Domino's, and I've worked at Subway for my Uncle Russ. I've worked a lot of places. Subway, my dad had a barbecue place called Porky's.
Yeah.
And so I did that for a little while with him. And then eventually I started in 2013. I started the marketing company and stuff like that. And so we did that till 17. We did really good with that, and we were really excited, and it really showed me how to actually run a business and that kind of stuff. And then I came back to Domino's 17 and worked there for about 2 years. And then I moved to Louisville to pursue the next step for Domino's and being a director of operations for that market over there and multiple stores. And now I'm back here trying to buy stores, and hopefully I got less than a week and I will be a franchisee and starting my quest to try to have 10 stores by 40. That's always been my goal.
Nice.
So it's I was hoping that goal would start at 28 and not 37. So so I got a little less time now to make that happen.
Yeah.
But you know, goals are goals. So no matter what time you start them. So I'm going to still try to hit that. But I guess that's what brought me back to Domino's, is just that connection there with loving people and being able to do that at such a high level. But one pizza at a time, right?
Yeah. So one question I think is great, especially for somebody who, you know, might be in the same position as you at one point of trying to figure out what you want to do, where you want to go, kind of what direction you want to take things. If you could go back to younger Mark, Maybe when, however old you were, whenever you thought, you know, maybe I don't want to do dominoes, or, you know, maybe I want to try something different. And with all the knowledge you have now, what would you tell you, or what do you wish you'd known back then that you didn't?
I was hoping that you say, I wish you would, what would you tell yourself? Because I was going to pull out a Ted Lasso and say, live.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
You know, okay. Anyways, what would I tell my younger self? I man, there's so much, obviously. Don't do a lot of stuff, but, you know, I think the path that I'm on is just the exact path I needed to be in the headspace I'm at.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would be nearly the level I'm at in capacity as far as thinking and being able to handle situations if I didn't go through everything I did. So
yeah.
I don't want to say like I would go back in time to try to save myself for some hurt or missed opportunities and stuff, because I don't know what it would turn out to be. But I really think it's encouraging to explore different jobs.
Yeah.
But I also, if you find something that you like, there's nothing wrong with doing that job and working your way up through it and working your way and just working hard. And so, like, you know, for Domino's, I 100% wish I would have stuck with it and just been like, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the exploring was fun and did that kind of stuff. But I have some guys that work for me now that this is one of their first jobs, and they're working hard and they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
And they're changing their entire family tree.
It's awesome.
You know, by working for us and doing that kind of stuff. They're making more money than they've ever made, their family's made, and they're able to do this and that and build a future for their kids. And so I think that's encouraging for them. And so part of me would like to be like, just stick with Domino's. And I could have been owning stores in my 20s and my 40s, completely paid off stores and hit all my goals and some opportunities. But I'm sure that I probably would not be as capable as I am today if I were to do that. But these guys that are doing that for me now are doing a great job. But I have a lot of other managers that have come through. It's their second, third job, or they're working with us through they get through school.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're figuring out that working with us is great. But I think if I had to go back and choose one thing to just be like, this is what we're for sure going to tell myself, is just the leadership qualities is in everything.
Yeah.
Like if you can be a better leader and connecting to people and building those relationships with people, people follow you, people want to be around you. And so that goes with anything, whether you're doing pizza or you're doing whatever, your teacher or whatever, you know, people are going to follow leaders. And I really feel like this world in general needs strong leaders and yeah. more leaders every day instead of just followers and people that are just scrolling on Instagram and stuff like that. And I find myself doing way too much of that, to be honest. But, and I mean, I follow every one of your TikToks.
There you go.
I watch it like 7 times, you know.
I appreciate it.
So if you're not out there and you haven't found a TikTok that you're like, channel that you like, check out Aaron's. But, it's just, you know, it's one of those things, like, I feel like there's so much room for these kids to have leaders and that kind of stuff. I see so many people that are young, because we get a lot of people that are first jobs at 16 and stuff like that coming in to be our CSR and stuff like that. And they just want direction. They've never worked a job before. And yeah. so you're like, this is what I expect out of you. And you're like, man, that seems like a lot of work. I'm like, it is, but people are going to look at you differently. People are going to give you raises. You're going to work your way through stuff. So I think the best thing for me is just to be like, how can I be a better leader? And that's yeah. setting examples. That is putting my head down and doing the job, whether I wanted to or not, or anybody else wanted to. And but I don't think there's one magic thing I can tell myself to change my opinion or make myself better, because I'm pretty perfect. Make sure you amplify that part of it.
Yeah. I'll clip that, and that'll be just the promo for
I'm
these.
Pretty perfect. That sounds great. But, you know, so I don't know. That's a good question. I wish there was one thing
yeah.
that I could look back and be like, hey, do this and you would be for sure set in life. Yeah. And, but I guess it really just depends on your goals also. But
I think in a roundabout way, what you said was that in hindsight, had you stuck with Domino's, you'd probably be in a better spot. But also, having explored all your other options, you were able to grow. Sure. And become the person you are today. So in a yeah. way, it's like, I think kind of what you said was, there's no way to really know where things would have ended up. Hindsight's always 20/20, right?
Sure, yeah.
But that all of those experiences made you into who you are now. And now you're someone who you feel is capable and and ready to do the things you're doing now.
Sure. And I would also like to, I mean, there's people out there that own Domino's. They have a lot more stores than I do, and a lot of people that own businesses in general, and they make a lot more money than me. And you can base your what's successful off whatever you want to, whether it's just dollar amount. But for me, it's, you know, it's not just dollar amount. I enjoy that part of it, but it's, you know, how many people are going to get something and build something from what you're doing. You're affecting your community, the people that live around you, in a positive way. And I think that if I were to go back and stick with Domino's, I don't know that I would have the same exact impact as I did.
Doing all the other things.
Yeah. And so I think I gained a lot of experience in just loving people, and I've been on their level as far as, I've had some really terrible things happen inside of Domino's, just like going in and nobody showing up and just like, oh my gosh, everybody quit. And I've had that kind of stuff when I was a director of operations at different stores and stuff like that. And so I've been through a lot of that stuff. So I have a little bit more grace when it comes to, they're like, oh, I have this problem. I'm like, okay, I understand that. I've been there. And I think I don't know that I would have had that same philosophy and approach back if I didn't go through that stuff. Because this Domino's here is ran pretty smooth, and it's always ran pretty smooth since my dad has had it. And we've had really good leaders. And so if I just stuck around here, I would have probably just been like non-existent in my stores. I probably would have not really known what's going on. It would have just been a money as the value of success instead of how are we affecting our people? How are we loving our community? How are we serving? And people leaving better than they came. And so, but I don't know. I probably just talked a whole bunch in circles.
No, that was great, man. I love that. That was, I think, a lot of good wisdom. Because I think when people look at something like a Domino's or really any, I don't want to say corporate, but I think people look at Domino's as a franchise like they would anything else. I think for a lot of people, they look at that as just a job, you know?
Sure.
But they underestimate the opportunity. And you and your dad are both perfect examples of, you can go from a driver to an owner. Your dad did it in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And so those opportunities exist. I think people sometimes just need to realize, like, you just got to put the work in and be reliable and be dependable. And like you said, be a leader.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just, I mean, real world application of being leaders and just work ethic.
Yeah.
Is sometimes missed. And I see a lot of kids that come in that don't have that, and they leave with not anything either. And it's sad, because I want these kids to get something from it. And, you know, we see a lot of guys in 30s and men and women, in 30s and 40s that come in, they don't have it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, man, they really missed having this kind of job at 16, of somebody showing them, you know, this is what hard work looks like. This is what, if you work harder now, everything's going to be easier. If you train better now, everything's going to be easier as you go and stuff. And so, you know, I think that it's just something that's missing in our society today, is just a little bit more of that hard work and that leadership and having a good work environment. People getting thrown into stuff, or first day on the job, you're set there on the fryers or something that you've never done before, and you're expected to do it, and you last 2 weeks. And it's a terrible system, but I think we can make one small adjustment and our store can help whoever comes to our store. But I don't know, we don't have fryers. That was a bad analogy.
So I have one, you know, because I'd say time wise we're probably about where we can wrap it up, but I do have one last question.
Sure.
What is Mark Wilson's go-to Domino's order at this point in his life?
Domino's order, yikes. You know, I always want to try out the new craze. And so I know we just had that viral pizza come out. So I did get that a few times.
What's the viral pizza? I don't know if I saw that.
The viral pizza is a 12-inch pan. Has Philly extra, has all extra meats and extra cheeses on it. And it has garlic parm sauce instead of pizza sauce.
Okay.
And then it has Philly steak, bacon, cheddar cheese, and I believe provolone on top. And so that's the new viral pizza.
Wow.
It's pretty solid, but it's a little pricey, because you're getting extra of all the meats and all this stuff. And so, and you're getting the pan crust and stuff like that. And so it's pretty good. If you haven't tried it, I would recommend it at least once, but I'd recommend it on a week we're doing 50% off.
There you go.
And so that was last week.
Missed out.
You just missed it. Well, we'll have another one. I think in March we're having another one. But we'll have another 50% off week, and everything will be 50% off. So I would encourage you to try one on that week. But they're pretty solid. But if I had to choose one pizza, my wife really likes a thin crust pepperoni with hot sauce on it.
Sounds good.
It's a pretty good, I'm going to like it, pizza. But I think right now my go-to is just like, I'm pretty basic. If you can get a good cheese pizza from a place, then they're doing something right.
Yeah.
And so I like a pretty good cheese pizza. But right now I think I just ordered pizza this weekend, and I had a pizza with jalapenos.
Sounds good.
And it was pretty solid.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of kick and some meat and an extra cheese, and it was just right up my alley. It's what I needed.
So the real final question.
Oh, okay.
Is pineapple okay on pizza?
Pineapple is a topping for pizza. We sell a ton of it, for one.
You're darn right it is.
But have you seen some of the crazy pizzas out there, and we're fighting over pineapple?
There's
some crazy pizzas out there. And so like Domino's Pizza as a corporation, we opened over 800 stores in China last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so just China. And some of the pizzas there are just absolutely crazy. Obviously, the culture is going to be different, but there's like squid pizza and stuff like that. And so like, we're going to fight over pineapple. There's some other things.
There's some other battles we could fight.
Yeah, there's some other battles that we need to fight. But I did see a peanut butter and jelly pizza the other day as a dessert pizza. And
I feel like that could be okay.
If you're marketing it as a dessert pizza,
yeah,
I'd try
it. Yeah.
But I've seen some pretty crazy pizzas, and I think pineapple is absolutely, I don't know what that bird's doing, but I think pineapple is absolutely a topping. And perfect. Can be, if it's done with something sweet and salty.
Right.
I'm all about it. But just a pineapple pizza, you might be a little crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to put some other stuff with it. So you heard it here, folks. Mark Wilson, Domino's for his whole life, says pineapple is a pizza topping. So that sounds like gospel to me. So.
Domino's has always had pineapple, so I don't know anything different.
There you go.
So I don't know where you crazy people are getting, let's not have pineapple on pizza. Where have you been eating that hasn't had pineapple?
Exactly.
Because everybody has it now. So obviously it's got to be a topping.
Works for me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you would like to inquire about being on the show or advertising with us, please send all inquiries to inquiries@lmlopodcast.com.